Up in the morning and in the field, breaking my back just to pay my bills. Loving what I do till the day I'm dead. I'll be working on my old homestead.
Welcome back, folks. This is Lloyd Creech II.
And this is Teresa Creech.
And you're listening to Radio Hour with EKH on 104.9 FM, WSKV, State in Kentucky. Hope everybody's having a great and wonderful end of August weekend.
Fall is just around the corner.
Fall is already here on some of these trees.
These trees, they really are. We have a maple tree in our neighbor's yard, and I can always tell when the seasons are getting ready to change because the very tippy tops of the tree will turn yellow. And they kind of started getting light green, and now they're full on yellow. Some of the leaves are full on yellow.
I was pulling into the subdivision today to mow our yard, and noticed that one tree was already starting to shed leaves a little bit. So I think it's a little early, but you know, we're going through a little dry patch right now.
In the stores, though, it's Halloween and Christmas in one.
Yeah,
we went fall, to Halloween, and Christmas.
We went to
Hobby Lobby
there last weekend, and they've already got their fall, Halloween, and Christmas decorations.
They usually do early anyways. That's the best time to buy decorations, because they have usually last year's stock. They go ahead and put it out, and they mark it down quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm not one of these that buys beforehand though.
Well,
I like to buy Christmas and Halloween at Halloween. And
you can't really do that, though, because then you end up spending way more than what you should.
Stuff. But, it's turning fall out there now. The days are, the sun is definitely down by 8:30 now, and it's
I like that.
That is nice and stuff, because the evenings are a little bit crisper. But the heat, you know, last couple of days it's been up around 90, but not 90. It's been bouncing on it, and the humidity's there. But it's been about 2 weeks now that we've not had 90 plus degree temperatures.
This has been a hot summer, a hot, wet, muggy, just not comfortable summer.
And I mean, it's just like here in the last 2 weeks, I don't know what's happening and stuff. Usually
school started.
Well, you got school started, but as far as the weather and stuff, it's been hot, you know, all the way through August and through September, 2 or 3 weeks into September, and then it turns fall and stuff. But this year it's kind of cooled down a little bit to be not as bad as August weather.
Oh well, it makes you appreciate the change in the seasons. You know that summer's going to be hot, it's supposed to be, but that makes you appreciate fall a little more. Mm-hmm. I don't know anybody that appreciates winter. Winter's nice at Christmas. I wouldn't mind, you know, winter for the month of December.
Yeah.
But
December 21st.
I know that January, February, March, those 3 months are just awful when it comes to weather, because it's really too cold to go out and do anything. Everything, there's no leaves on the trees. Everything's brown and dead looking.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I enjoy me some winter during December, around Christmas.
Yeah. Talking to Paul, he's texted me 2-3 times this week. He's been putting up canning pumpkin this week. He's doing apples and more apples as of the text this morning. And so, you know, it's getting that time of year and stuff. Good luck finding canning supplies and stuff if you didn't save them from last year and stuff, because we have to pre-order that stuff 6 to 9 months in advance. And we're completely sold out of all of our jars and lids and all that. But we still have the dill pickle mixes and the kosher's and salsa and all that. You can still get those, but you can't find any of the jars and lids. And we're getting phone calls, you know, 4 or 5 times a day. Hey, you got this. Yeah, we got the mixes and stuff, but we don't have the jars and lids anymore. So you know, good luck trying to find those. But there are more companies making that stuff now, so it is out there. You just got to find them, and you may pay a little bit more for them this time of year, but It is getting to be that. One of my friends' moms, she was making canned corn. She was canning corn, and then she's making pickled corn for somebody in her family too and stuff. And the corn is not half bad, but the pickled corn I could probably do without. So it is that time of year to be, you know, canning your harvest and stuff. I know my garden didn't do anything, but I was going to send Teresa a picture the other day and stuff. I have a sunflower that is in the garden. It's probably, you know, 8 to 10 feet tall. And instead of one big sunflower head on it, like the rest of them, this one has 14 small heads on it and stuff. It's the oddest one I've ever seen.
What is it?
It's a sunflower. It's got 14 small heads on it and stuff. The one to the left of it's got a fairly good size head on it. The one to the right of it's got a fairly good size head on it.
I should not say this, but I can't help. I can't stop myself.
What?
To have the COVID shot.
I don't know if it had a COVID shot or not. But I'm saying it's got 14,
it's got 14 heads.
It's got 14 heads on it. And so my sunflowers, they've done pretty good this year. They're really vibrant.
Didn't that $50 pound of wildflower seeds do anything?
Yeah, they grew up stuff. They're 3 to 4 feet tall now. There's, you know, they come on
pretty
good.
Were they colorful?
They were not as colorful
they
as last
were?
Year.
Oh, they weren't?
But they did come up.
I'll not be buying no more.
Did
you take a picture of them at least?
Yeah, I'll take a picture of them, send them to you and stuff. I'll take a picture of that sunflower.
You used to bring me flowers home.
Getting to them is the problem and stuff. Because after I got like 5 itty-bitty tomatoes off my plants, that was it. I went in the other day.
I have to believe that garden plot has probably...
No, it's all it is I did not put the compost to it last year like I normally do. And I tried the hills and rows. And then with all the stuff going on, I wasn't able to get out there and till the garden and chop out the weeds and stuff like I should have been able to. And so, life happened and so it slowed me down. And then before you know it, the grass took it over. We got 3 cucumbers out of it this year and that was it. No peppers, no watermelons, no pumpkins. The apple gourd, it went up the trellis, down the trellis, and back up the trellis. It had 2 blooms on it, and that was it. That's all it did. It was bloom. It never produced any fruit.
I have to believe, though, that maybe the garden didn't produce as much this year because it knew that you were going to be really busy.
Yeah, that could have been, too, and stuff. I planted, the 100-pounder pumpkins and stuff. They all bloomed. One of them vined, 8 foot long. But that's it. They never produced any.
So you think
fruit
it didn't produce because you weren't able to tend?
Yeah,
this has been an unusually busy year.
Yeah, it has been, and I knew I had 2 pumpkins. I went out to check those. One of them had already rotted and stuff, and so I got another sugar baby. I moved it up to higher ground. And the vine was still good and green, and the leaves were still good and green and stuff. So hopefully we'll get a watermelon out of it. But other than the 3 little or 5 little tomatoes and stuff, that's all I've got. Even the plants that grew wild where the chicken coop used to be at in front mm-hmm. of the house, there's yellow pear tomatoes up there. And it's only got 15 or 20 tomatoes on it, and that was it and stuff. And usually... those little small miniature pear tomato thing, they're completely loaded. So I don't know what happened there either, but...
So the gourds didn't do anything?
The gourds didn't do nothing and stuff. They come up, they flowered, that was it. No, they didn't produce nothing. So I'm saying the grass probably just took them over and was stealing all the water and some of the sunlight and everything, so...
Better luck next year.
Better luck next year and stuff. Well,
that's the thing with gardening, though. Some bad years, some good years.
And so, next year I've already decided I'm going to go ahead and buy the film. So when I do the rows and everything, that I'll put the film down and stake it down and then put the little holes in it for the
plants. That way you don't have the burden of weeding.
Yeah, of weeding and stuff. All you have to do is weed between the rows. And,
you're one person that, I mean, at one point in time was having to care for two farms. Because you had cattle on two farms. Cattle, thankfully, were moved to just one farm.
Yeah.
So you only have, you know, in there, and you cut back quite a bit.
On the cattle
on the herd. You know, so they don't take up, I don't think, as much time.
And stuff. The more cows you got, the more time it takes to put into them and stuff.
And then, you know, just all of the stuff that you had to do with the store, so...
Yeah.
And you built a pavilion in our backyard.
Built the pavilion, still got the stores, got the storage buildings, the mobile home parks. All the land that's not associated with farm has to be, you know, trees cut off of it and bush hogs.
Lloyd does all of the outside work at home. So he cuts the grass, he weed eats.
Yeah.
He, you know, I'll help you with water and the flowers.
Yeah.
But, we probably need to do that. We haven't seen rain in a while.
Yeah. We got to get the rain gutter put onto the pavilion. That's about the only thing left to do. I got to replace one handrail that messed up on me.
We're going to put a gutter on it just to make sure that there's not like a, you know, a big abundance of extra water coming off of the roof. We want to be good stewardly neighbors. You know, we want to be good neighbors.
Uh-huh. And so we will do that.
Meanwhile.
What's that? What are you laughing at?
Sterling Falls comes off the corner of a particular building that's concerned about water.
Yeah. Well, try to make everybody happy. Get along with everybody.
You have to. It just kind of, it tickles me though. Because, I mean, the way that you made it explain, I thought the water, when it would rain, and we get hard rains, that it would just be a sheet of water. And it's not that at all.
No, it's not.
It doesn't do that at all. So we're going to put a gutter on it, but it wouldn't hurt anything if we didn't.
No, yeah. And stuff. But when we put a gutter on and stuff, we'll also get a rain catch. And stuff, so we can catch a lot of the rainwater and reuse it on our plants and everything.
Now we're gonna get a sprinkler. We're gonna have all the water collect in one little area, and then we're gonna sprinkle it over the fence.
But I also was thinking about doing a rain chain and stuff. The rain chains, you know, when it's raining outside and you have a rain chain hanging off your gutter and stuff, them things are so cool to be looking at and everything. And so I've thought about having a rain chain, then having a water catch barrel at the bottom of it and everything. So
I thought when we got this pavilion, I'd be able to sit out there all the time.
Well, it's been so hot and so humid.
Well, and it's not even that. It's that, I mean, really, there's not all that extra time. I don't think I ever realized just how
busy we are. And stuff.
My time to myself is usually like Bub has gone to bed.
Yeah.
And, you know, do you go to bed because you're tired? Lord knows you could sleep for 2 weeks straight. Or do you stay up and allow yourself, you know, an hour or two of just...
To wind down and
do, you know, not have to be on call all the time. So that's a little difficult, but this is just a season. This is a busy season.
Uh-huh.
And when the little ones start school, I'm going to be missing the busy season. And I remind myself that. I know to, you know, take a step back. But you have no time. Like, you... parents out there that take care of 2, 3, 4 children, God bless you. You know, I mean, that it is a commitment. It's a commitment that I've always wanted. But I don't think I realized just how, you know, much of your time it takes.
Yeah.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at the calendar here and stuff. We did the Artisan Festival last weekend at Natural Bridge.
We did not go to the Artisan Festival.
We didn't go, but it went on. And then September, you know, we're getting ready into Labor Day, or is it Memorial Day?
Labor Day is next weekend. Yeah, not when this airs, but next weekend is Labor Day. You all, Christmas is going to be here before we know it.
And looks like there's the Pioneer Festival going on that time.
When is that? Oh, that's Labor Day weekend in Winchester.
Labor Day weekend, the Swift Silver Mine Festival will be going on the same way on Labor Day weekend, too.
If you kick me again, I'm going to have to kick back.
I'm sorry. You're in my foot space.
Good Lord, honey. Your foot. I'm not in your foot space.
You're in my foot
space. If you kick me again, I'm going to have to kick you.
Go right ahead. Kick me with flip-flops on. Tell me how painful it is.
How about I hit you with my fist?
So, while we're talking about hitting with fists and stuff, Teresa has it. Well, she went and got this virtual reality.
Oh, Lord. We didn't have to tell them that.
Yeah. And stuff. And it's probably one of the coolest thing. I'm not a gamer by no means.
Okay, no. Neither am I.
Whole life without gaming.
I'm not a gamer at all. I am a victim of Facebook advertising. And I'm starting to think that I need to join or start a support group. So if you too are victims of the Facebook, then please let me know. But this actually happened to be a good purchase, inexpensive purchase, but a good one nonetheless.
Yeah.
So I hadn't realized that they had virtual reality. They've had it for a while. But I got an ad on my Facebook for this thing called Supernatural, and not the television series.
Yeah.
It is a virtual reality workout program. It's a subscription. It's kind of expensive because, you know, subscriptions to like TV, you know, like streaming, mm-hmm. run you $7-$8. It's about $20 a month, or you can pay yearly.
Yeah.
But you have to have what they call the Oculus 2.
Uh-huh.
The Quest 2, but the company is Meta. So I think Meta either owns Facebook, branched off. I don't know how Meta and Facebook are intertwined. But it's this headset, and it comes with two controllers.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, you know, that workout looks really fun.
Uh-huh.
And so they have what they call Flow, which is one controller is white, a white bat, one is a black bat. And then the reason that you have to pay a subscription is because they are using the music licensing for this program.
Mm-hmm.
And it is music that you know. I mean, music from the 60s, the 70s, you know. I think they probably have 80s. I'm not a fan of 80s music, but 90s, 2000s. You hit the target. So you're supposed to slice through them with Flow, but you hit through them at the beat for the beat of the songs. And I thought, you know what? You know, when you have a little one at home and you work from home, it's very difficult for you to decide, oh, I'm going to go get a gym membership and I'm going to be able to leave the house to do that. No, that's not realistic. And our weather has been nasty.
Yeah.
With the hot, the rain, you know, so walking around the neighborhood, you could do it every now and then, but, you know, that gets boring after a while. So it looked fun to me. So I looked at it and I put it out of my mind. And then I looked at it again, and I started to do the thing I always do when I'm going to make a big purchase.
What's that? Have a heart attack?
I talk myself into it, and then tell myself why I deserve to spend X number of dollars. So the headset and the two controllers, they were $400.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot, especially for something you've never used and you may not like it, plus the cost of the subscription to the Supernatural. So I went ahead and I bought it. They had an upgraded headset or strap that had an extra battery. So I went ahead and I spent that. So it's like $500.
Yeah.
I get the download. They have this thing called Beat Saber. If you're familiar with Guitar Hero, the notes would come at you and you'd have to hit the controller was a guitar.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like that. But you hit in the direction with your lightsabers.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, that looks like fun. So I got the Supernatural. I got it because I wanted the Supernatural. OMG. Oh, my Lord.
She let me try it for the first time, and I was like, wow, this is cool. And she got a video of me dancing, of all things.
Can I post that?
Why?
On like the... Yes! Let me. You just kicked me. Let me. No, but...
Fat farmer got moves, okay?
Well, no, he does. He actually does. Who knew? We've never danced together. Uh-huh. Not even at our wedding.
Yeah.
So, but... No, it's very cool. Okay, but I'm thinking, really, how much of a workout can you get from... Yeah. OMG. Let me just tell you. It is so fun. And it is so fun that I had to actually purchase sweatbands that go up underneath the goggles because you sweat so much. But they have what they call flow, and then what the real workout to me, I think, is the boxing. And you have... three different levels of intensity, and they have coaches. Uh-huh. And the coach will do like a warm-up. You can see the coach, and they have gone to beautiful places in the world.
Yeah.
With the 360 3D camera technology. Uh-huh. And so each one of your songs is in a different area. So like last night I was in Scotland, and for another song I was at Chichen Itza. I think that's how you say that. So all these beautiful places, and you look around, up, down, 360, you are seeing as if you were really there.
Yeah.
But they have these targets that fly at you. So you do squats and lunges, and the entire time you're doing it, you're thinking that you're just having fun. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, it really is working you out. So I have an Apple Watch, and they have a companion app. Uh-huh. That you start tracking your heart rate, and then it will show up to let you know where your heart rate is falling. Uh-huh. With each of these. So I have done it 11 days in a row for 45 minutes. Well, no, I averaged an hour and 5 minutes a day.
Yeah. And there's one app on there. It's called the International Space Station. I got on there and played around with it. It's really cool. You can actually go through the International Space Station, pick up computers, drills, different things. You can explore the space station. You can look out the windows and see Spain below you, which is on Earth. Italy. There. And then you can see the sun and all that. And then you can go outside and do different things. And you can pick different parts of the spaceship, and it give you editorials.
They'll give you like missions, you know. Yeah. Where you need to like do something, and I haven't really looked into that part of it. I mainly use it for
the fitness.
The fitness. Mm-hmm. Which really it is truly a lot of fun, and they have if you're interested in it, they have a supernatural community on Facebook. It's like a Facebook page.
Yeah.
And people will post pictures of them doing it. I have to tell you, the boxing, because you're the first one that did the boxing, I was like, wow, he really does look like he knows how to box. The flow is so much fun, especially like, I think I did like the Y2K, so it was all the music that was popular when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Don't date myself. But when you look... when you watch somebody do, when you're doing it, you feel like a bad...
Look like Kermit.
No. You look like a badass. I mean, you really do feel like you are just...
Yeah.
You know, you're really getting at it.
Yeah.
But to see it on the outside, you look like, a fish out of water.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like, how could you ever get a workout just... You know, and I do low intensity. I haven't even tried medium, and I'm afraid I'd knock myself out.
Yeah.
But we're going to try it. But no, I just thought, I got a thing on my Facebook. It was a reminder from 12 years or 13 years ago that I downloaded the Facebook app on my Palm Centro.
Yeah.
That's where we were 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Now I'm working out for an hour with virtual reality. And you're exploring the International Space Station.
And stuff. And you know, on her side and stuff, her face is slimming down, her legs are slimming down and stuff. You can tell a big difference in just about 11 days. You've been doing...
And I don't think you can see that big of a difference.
Yeah, I can tell a difference.
You can?
Yeah, in just 11 days, I can tell a difference. and stuff. So, I mean, it's I think it's well worth it. You can have fun.
Yes, and that is the thing with me. I love music. Before Bubby came, I listened to music all day, every day through, you know, while I was at work and in the car. And I don't know, I have found something that works for me. They have people that, Lord, they've been doing it for 6 months. They're like down three sizes. I did it because I wanted to move better. I noticed that working from home, when you're not up and about, you know, you can get stiff, and 40 has been rough.
Yeah.
I mean, my 40th birthday, COVID round one, you know, 4 months later, COVID round two. And that has zapped me. I don't know if it's the COVID that zapped me and my energy, or if it's 40.
Yeah.
It could very well be 40.
No, I'm 44 and I'm still going strong.
So you don't think it's then it's the COVID.
It could be, you know, my sister had it last week and stuff, and she's having, you know, the problems with tiredness.
I mean, I've taken B12 a day, one B12 a day, and then biotin because my hair started falling out. I mean, the biotin has helped really, though, with like nails. And so I just want, I know that whatever I do for myself now can benefit me later in life. And you have to remember, I mean, we don't know. We don't have a definite yet. But there's a good chance that we might be able to make Bub a permanent part of our family. And he's 2.5. And so he's still got a whole lot. And we're going to have to find a whole lot of energy. So I really, when I got this, I was like, well, I want to be able to just make sure that I can keep up with him. You know? And 40 is not old, but... Yeah. You know, when he graduates high school, we're going to be kissing 60. You're going to be over 60.
I'll be over 60. Still going strong. here's the fun part of stuff, because, you know, she used to make fun of me because I say I'm 21 and stuff. And,
oh, you are not 21. Honey, I am not 21.
And you know, if you sit down for a long extended period of time, it's hard
stiff.
To get up.
Like, I don't even know how...
And then my back does go out, you know, from time to time from doing stupid stuff, you know, lifting too heavy stuff or something like that. And now you hear her getting off.
Oh, no, you're not even the baby even. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. He will sit there and go, oh, he'll pick something up and go, oh, and I'm like, I know he's learning that from me.
And so, I mean, it's just part of aging. You're going to do that.
I know, but I really do feel like... I mean, it's not like it's downhill once you hit 40, but I do feel like your body starts to change from the age of 40 on. I mean, and it's...
It was when I turned 43 years old that I could tell a difference. And I'm only 44 now and stuff, but it's all about your frame of mind and stuff. I still go out and I work really hard. I exert myself pretty good every day, either shoveling dirt, cutting trees, mowing the yard, digging sewer lines, putting water on, you know, whatever it takes to get the job done. I don't care to do it, but I can tell a difference after I've got it done. And that's just, you know, my age and stuff. And, you know, Paul's like, yeah, I'm 70 and 71 now, and I work on these log cabins and stuff. Yeah, he knows what he's doing. He's great at it and stuff, but his age does have something to play with it. I mean, he's a little bit slower to getting started and everything, but, you know, that's just part of it.
You know, so you really have to make a conscious effort, you know, and for me, it was like I have a desk job. Now, I move a whole lot more at home with a two-year-old in the house, you know, while I'm working than I would if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
But it still wasn't... It still wasn't enough, and to have found something that I enjoy, and there's a cost to it, but there's going to be a benefit from it too. So I don't think I have ever done any kind of exercise for an hour a day for nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I just haven't. So,
yeah. So it's fun. I'm used to being out on the farm working and everything. I walk about anywhere from 5 to 8 miles a day on average. and stuff. Some days more, some days less, but on average it's 5 to 8 miles a day. And so, you know, that helps me a lot and stuff. And then getting down in the floor and playing with Bub in the afternoons or evenings and stuff, that, you know, he comes up and he crawls up on my legs, and then he'll grab my shirt and he'll pull himself up on my back. You know, I'm on all fours on the floor, and he'll jump on my back, and you hear that thing go snap, crackle, pop, snap, crackle, pop. Oh, thank you, Bub. That's what I've been needing all day and stuff. So it's fun to get down in the floor with a two-year-old and play like that too. So
I watch him when he plays. He jumps down on his knees, then he jumps up. I'm like, oh,
falls down on his butt.
I know. I mean, he's like up and down, up and down, up and down, and I'm like, oh, gotta pick up a toy. and that's probably only right now because I am rather sore. I was spent yesterday. I did not want to do that yesterday.
And I did do the boxing on the virtual reality.
Oh gosh.
And
that's the hardest for me.
That is, I'm 6'4" and my levels are set for Teresa's, and so she's what, 8 inches shorter than I am, 9 inches shorter than I am. And so
I'm 5'6", 5'7". 5'7".
You're 5'7". I'm 6'4". So what's the math on that? 8 inches?
5'4", yeah, 9 inches.
9 inches, okay. I was right the first time. And everything is set lower on hers than it is for me. And
well, if you would complete that profile, you could have your own.
And so I'm sitting here hitting targets, you know, for a 5'6" person. And I got a good workout from it. My stomach muscles were on fire.
Not only that, he got the sweat puddle on the top of his shirt, at the top of his belly. Both of his arms were all. And I'm like, so what do you think of my virtual reality workout? Because you hear that and you're like, yeah, well, who could really work?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, get on Facebook and look up Supernatural. Not Supernatural, because there's a television show, a long running Supernatural VR.
Yeah.
Search that, and it will bring you, and you can see these people, they'll show their before and afters, and you're like, now, obviously, it wasn't just.
Yeah. Proper diet.
Yeah, I mean, but they probably introduce like proper diet and doing other things. But some people strictly just that, and they're like down 30 pounds. And I'm like, yeah. I'm doing it so I can move better. But if I'm going to drop some inches, more the merrier. It means I can go more clothes shopping. But when I was talking about being a victim of Facebook advertising, and then it got me again.
What's that?
There's this company called Leafy Organics.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this goes along with what we generally talk about, is all natural ways that you can, things that you can put in your body that give you benefits without using acetaminophen, ibuprofen, you know, over-the-counter drugs. And so I got an ad for, it's called Leafy Organics, and it's Prana. P-R-A-N-A, and basically it is turmeric, ginger, and black pepper, and it is a tincture. I think I'm saying that right. Tincture.
Yeah.
And you now the ad is a little misleading because it says 2 drops. It's not 2 drops. It's 2 dropfuls. There's enough in one bottle to last you 30
doses
if you use it once a day. It is a little pricey. It's $33, but the curcumins, I think that's what's in turmeric, and then whatever the ingredient in ginger is, along with the black pepper, it is an anti-inflammatory, and it boosts your immune system. So it's like a superfood.
Yeah.
It says that it supports healthy inflammatory response, supports brain function, joint health, heart health, migraines, and headaches, and supports PMS, meaning probably cramps. And the only reason that I purchased this was because I don't know, maybe a year or two ago. I found this stuff from Spriggs, and it is kind of like this. It's all natural. Mm-hmm. And it completely eliminated period cramps. If you're a lady, you know what I'm talking about. They were debilitating for me, and it got rid of them. So I thought, I'm going to try this. That way, if I get a headache, I'm not having to use Tylenol or
ibuprofen.
You know, because over time, especially in a short period of time, it hurts your stomach, and it can hurt your liver. And so I thought, well, I'm gonna give this a go. So I gave it a go. Like I said, there's an expense to it. But you know what? It's all natural. I feel like I'm either going through a midlife crisis.
We got to get to midlife first.
Yeah. I don't know. I think 40 probably is a little past midlife.
No, I think 50 is about midlife.
How many people do you know living to 100?
My great-grandmother lived to be 103.
Okay. One person out of how many people do you know?
Well, we're not guaranteed tomorrow, but
no, this is true. Yeah,
but I mean, you always got to be optimistic about it. So,
oh yeah. I mean, it's already looking a little bit optimistic. What are you looking at?
My next article. I was trying to pull it up. So.
That's my cue to shut up.
No, you can keep on going because
kicks me and then he gives me a cue.
And stuff, but the Leafy Greens company, I mean, I seen that package come in.
Leafy Organics?
Leafy Organics, and another is Leafy Greens.
Nope, it's Leafy Organics.
And so that's, you know, anything like that is cool and stuff. You know, we get all these, or we don't get all these, we get one or two subscription. Spriggs company sends us stuff all the time.
That's because of the
healthy living. They sends us stuff.
Yeah, the Spriggs. I found it in I found it in the Dinner Bell up in Flemingsburg. And it clearly it says minstrelies, and I thought, well, Lord have mercy, you know, I've dealt with this now for 30 some years, and it's been debilitating. I'm going to try anything.
Yeah.
And I got it, and I was like, oh, my God, it works. And it works instant. Yeah. It tastes like butt. I'm not going to lie. It tastes like chewing on dandelions.
Yeah.
But it has all these different, like, herbs and bark. So what I do is I have to take a teaspoon of it, and I add it to, like, a little capful of, or, like, a little glass with just a little sweet tea or something in it. And I take it, and then, like, 10 minutes later, cramps no more.
Yeah.
So it's called Spriggs. Spriggs, and Menstrual Ease, but they have Spriggs makes other, you know, they have like hormone support for like all different, like teenagers through your childbearing years and then even into like menopause.
Yeah.
And so these companies, I don't think they get enough
attention,
you know, because I do feel like in our country, it's, oh, let me, how many people do you know have two or three doctors and they can give you a list 2 pages long of all the prescription drugs they're on? Listen, I'm 40. I don't take any prescriptions. I am blessed. You are 44. You have your eye drops for your eyes. But other than that, no blood pressure medicine, no
diabetes,
so very blessed. And so I really do think the mindset around medical care is a little backwards. And as I start looking into it, I sound like I'm going all tree hugger, and I might.
Yeah.
But you know what? If it's better for you, then why not? And there's going to obviously be a cost to it.
Yeah.
Because it probably costs a whole lot less to make a bottle of ibuprofen than it does a bottle of this. But if this works.
And then, well, tell them about your bug spray that you've been using and stuff. So it's got like what, chamomile?
Well, it's white liniment.
White liniment. Yeah, that's it.
Very strong on the peppermint. Give me just a second. I can tell you what's in it.
And stuff, but it's,
I guess I have gone all tree hugger.
It smells like black licorice. To me, it's what it smells like is black licorice. And she sprays it on a mosquito bite, or whatnot, or a mosquito or a bug bite.
And so you don't have, okay, so they have it J.R. Watkins is a brand that they sell at, like, Cracker Barrel,
yeah.
You know, in the country store. I mean, I think you can get it in Kroger's. But it's called White Liniment, and it is actually used for several different things. This is actually used more for, like, rubbing in... Well, I guess you can use it for that, too, because it has camphor in it. It's very strong smelling, so I think it has, like, peppermint and spearmint and... I mean, it has all these different...
all natural ingredients.
Mm-hmm. And for me, what it does is, if I get a mosquito bite, which I get 5 every time I water our plants outside,
uh-huh.
I spray it on and I don't itch no more.
Yeah.
It is gone. Now I'm a little allergic to mosquito bites because I get welt. This poor baby of ours is extremely allergic to mosquito bites. He got one at the tip of his ear. Kid you not, the poor baby's ear was twice the size of the other one and beet red.
Uh-huh.
Now it wasn't. I called the doctor. Made sure the doctor knew it wasn't. Tender to the touch. Yeah. He didn't have a fever.
Uh-huh. It didn't bother him.
He didn't know that he had a satellite dish on the side of it. I mean, it really looked. It was so much bigger. It swelled so bad. All because of a mosquito bite. Uh-huh. And that's not the first time. So, now I don't use this on him. I've never used that on him, only because I think it says that you're not supposed to use essential oils
uh-huh.
on children under a certain age. So, I don't use it on him, but I use it on myself.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, if you put all my stuff together, I do kind of look like I'm going yeah. hippie.
That's fine.
Wait till I can break. No, I'm just joking.
That's a...
Give up the razor and you can just bead my underarm mm-hmm. hair.
No.
I'm not going to go that far.
Hope not.
No.
That stuff, but what was I going to talk? Oh, I got the bee sting on the ear the other day.
Can I tell this story?
Go ahead.
Okay, so Bub and me were at Kroger, and I come home, and I know Lloyd is there. Well, he had mowed. We'd had a whole lot of rain, and he had mowed the backyard and a day or two before, and we had so much extra grass. So I had called him. I said, hey, Lloyd, you know, do you think you could take the blower and kind of like spread out that grass some so that it doesn't kill a big patch of the yard?
Uh-huh.
So I don't realize that when I ask you to do something, you're going to do it right then. So I come home and I put Bub in the house, get him all settled with his cartoons and toys, and then I go get the groceries. And I'm one of these people that I want to make one trip.
And no so matter like, if you got one bag it, or so a thousand
it, yeah, it
bags.
Doesn't matter if I have one bag or if I have 100 bags. I'm a, you know, lived by myself for a really long time, so I've got bags up both arms and I look like She-Ra going into the house. But I get them huffed up onto the board that's on top of our stove, and I happen to look in the backyard at my husband. And he's sitting there swatting at something. Like
with a backpack leaf blower.
He looked like he had lost his mind. He's just sitting there swatting. And I was like, oh, I've got to get a video of this. Like, because you look so funny. So I get over to my purse to get my phone out. And I happen to look at you again. And you're holding your ear. And I thought, oh, no. Oh, no. He's actually been hurt. Like stung. And a bee got you.
Yeah, a bumblebee got me. There is a bumblebee nest or something in our backyard.
Did you get rid of it?
No, I haven't got rid of it yet and stuff, but he was protecting his you know, little property and over there, and it stung me right in the earlobe. That hurts.
Make a note. You see what a mosquito could do to Bub.
Uh-huh.
That needs to be taken care of
yeah,
tomorrow.
Yeah, I understand, and I'll take care of it. But he stung me right in the earlobe. Well, I also have a cyst in my earlobe. And so I guess he barely hit the cyst part of it with the stinger. And I think I was able to pinch it out, the stinger out and everything. And, you know, bee stings you. It hurts for 10, 15 minutes. Then it's a thing of the past. You never even think about it again. for 4 days, my ear was throbbing because it got me right there on that cyst. And it hurt and stuff. And I was finally able to squeeze all the poison from the sting out of it and stuff. And you know, 10, 15
minutes. You know, to that bee, though, honey, you sounded like the biggest, but I mean, he probably thought it was Armageddon.
Why is that?
Because you had that leaf blower on your back. Bzzz. Don't you think that would get you, like, in defense mode if you're a little bumblebee?
I know I was probably around. I know I was because the grass was laying on top of where the hive is or the nest or the hole.
Why would you still blow it, though?
Because there was grass there, and I didn't want that part of the yard to be dead, so...
Yeah, but if you were allergic to bee stings, you could be dead.
I could be, but I'm not allergic to bee stings. I'm not allergic to anything that I know of, except for Clorox bleach, and I mean, that's it, so... you know, go for it. But yeah, he got me right there in the ear and stuff. And
so when I first seen you, I thought, Lord have mercy, what is he doing? Because it was very funny to watch you.
Uh-huh.
Like, because you couldn't see the little bee. All you could see is a flailing. You probably look like what I do when I'm within my VR headset. So, yeah, I don't have a bee after me, though.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, we'll get rid of the bee thing.
Okay, please do. That concerns me.
That's tough. All right, moving on to my article.
The important one.
No, not important at all. So, because Teresa and I, we do really hard laborious jobs to have a really nice house. We have tons of flowers in the front, tons of plants and flowers.
Honey,
in the
our
back.
House is just normal like anybody else's.
It is, but we
put a lot of effort into.
And so, instead of calling one of those expensive, you know, lawn care services to come out and spray your yard of hazardous chemicals and stuff, we go buy our own. It's not sprayers or nothing. So we put a weed and feed on it.
Yeah.
It's $45 a bag. Takes one for the back and one for the front. And we're done with it for 3 months.
I think it takes two for the back.
No, one.
Oh, just one. Okay.
And it keeps our yard green. Everything's good and healthy. You know, everything just looks good and stuff. And it takes...
But it takes a lot of effort. It
takes a lot of work, effort and work to keep it that way. But this year, you know, Johnson grass is one thing you got to be on mindful of stuff. But if you have a yard, you mow it, you know, every 7 to 10 days normally. And so you don't have to worry about Johnson grass popping up. But this year, crabgrass has come into our yard.
It has.
I don't know where it came from, but it has come into our yard. And so here is 5 ways to get rid of crabgrass, or 5 ways to identify it. Number one, identifying crabgrass. Crabgrasses are low-growing summer annuals that spread by seed from rooting nodes that lie on top of the soil. Undisturbed, it can grow 2 inches tall, typically. Crabgrass germinates in the spring for the soil temperatures of 55 degrees for several consecutive days. Crabgrass also spreads summer long and produces seeds in the fall. Crabgrass thrives in poor lawns, on edges of lawns where soil meets the pavement, or in bare spots in the neglected areas that the crabgrass nature's red flag. So what does it look like? When it's very young, crabgrass looks like a small corn plant with blades that angle from the stem. Mature crabgrass is a star pattern. All the stems radiate from the single root in the center of the plant, but spread along the ground like crab-like growth. Along with the prostate stems are nodes from which the roots develop. Number two, the best way to get rid of it is to weed it by hand. If you have limited issues in crabgrass, you can easily hand pull the plants when it's young thanks to its shallow root system. Crabgrass can't regrow if you pull up the entire crown or roots. As plants mature with the central taproot develops, however, it becomes more difficult to remove the entire growing point. Still, we do not recommend excessive tilling as this will often bring even more crabgrass seeds to the surface. Number three, use the right herbicide if you want to. When it comes to crabgrass, you can either A, prevent it before it germinates, or deal with it after it's emerged. Your timing will affect what you do next. And so we use a lawn fertilizer is what we use. We don't use herbicides or anything. And then number four, prevent seed heads. Do not let the weeds grow seed heads. New seed heads produce weeds, go into the soil, and can eventually lead to more weeds. Imagine thousands and thousands of seeds wanting in your lawn for next year. Certainly mowing will help to reduce crabgrass growth, but also remember that prostrate crabgrass tends to hug the ground and can still set seed when it's about short as a half inch tall. So grow healthy turf. Crabgrass loves poor lawn, so the best protective step is managing crabgrass is a healthy, actively growing turf grass. Always use best cultural practices, mowing, fertilizing, irrigation, because seedling crabgrass isn't very competitive, and more healthy lawn will crowd out the new seedlings. So number one, select turf grass added to your location. Number two, feed your soil to get turf grass off to a good strong start. Three is mow at the highest height recommended, which at University of Kentucky is 3 to 4 inches. A lot of people's like, wow, that's really tall. It is really tall, but the taller the grass is going to be the deeper the root. So when you go through dry periods, your lawn will still stay green while everybody else has already turned brown. And then number four is water the correct way. Light, frequent sprinkling only encourages crabgrass, which has shallow roots. Real turf grass needs deep, infrequent irrigation to reach its roots. The ideal solution is an irrigation system that waters only when noticed the crabgrass seems to dry. If you mow tall, you may not even need water turf grass in the spring, provided that you get an inch of rainfall per week. And so we get an inch of rainfall per every time it rains.
Yeah, we don't get those nice soft summer showers. We get downpours.
Downpours and flooding and all that devastation that comes along with that. But all right, Teresa.
I didn't know we had crabgrass.
Yeah, we got crab. That's what's growing in the flowers where we don't get to mow at all the time.
Oh, that's crabgrass?
That's crabgrass. And so our mainly the yard is pretty don't have it, but it on the borders of the yard where our neighbors come up and everything,
yeah,
and the fences and stuff, that's where crabgrass likes to grow the most and stuff. So you have to get in there and pick it out and stuff, and don't throw it into a fire pile or don't throw it into other grasses and then mow it, because if it's got seed pods on it, then you're just spreading it. And so, like I said, it's a very shallow grass at maturity.
Oh, this is the really long.
It looks like a star when it's growing, and then it looks more like crabby, and then it kind of looks.
Because when you pull up on it, it pulls up very easy.
Yeah, it has a very shallow root until that tap root is older.
Established.
And then it's established and everything, and then it's a little bit. But you can take one of those things you can get from Ace Hardware or Lowe's or whatever. And twist it out.
I love those.
That's what them things are made for, is crabgrass.
You could get me one of those for Christmas.
There you go. So then we can go around the yard. But catch it while it's young. You can pull it right out of the ground. But after that taproot's developed and stuff, you really do need to get one of those twisty lawn things to pull it out of there and get rid of the root. Once you get rid of the root and stuff, then you just have to worry about the seeds. So
I was just thinking, you know, as we're going into, because going into September is probably sometime in the middle of September or end of September, we should probably weed and feed the yard again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't want to do it when it's
too warm
and
dry. Burn your grass.
Yeah, it will burn your grass up and everything. You'll have dead spots in the yard, and then that's where weeds and crabgrass love to grow, so you got to watch out for that. But in the wetter parts of the year, you need to put one bag covers up to 2,000 square feet or something like that.
We need to be thinking about what we're going to put in our flower baskets for fall.
I seen the mums are already starting to come out.
Yeah, but you said they were $14 for a small.
Yeah.
So we'd have to have like two or three. How small were they?
They were pretty small.
So you'd have to have
you know, I had a 8-inch pot on them or something.
Okay, so you'd have to have what, 2 or 3 of those per basket?
Yeah.
That's getting into a little money.
Yeah.
If you want mums in the windows.
No, I don't want mums in the windows.
I don't want mums in the windows either, but I would like to put something in the windows.
Yeah. And so, but are the flowers that are growing there and stuff, they've like bloomed big time.
What happened there? Because they did, because they're growing and they're hanging over. They didn't hang over last year. We've had the worst time with the window basket, though.
Yeah.
Those plants, that one basket has had every single plant replaced.
I don't know. It could just be a bad basket. It could be some kind of herbicide on it or poison or something like that and stuff. All right, folks, we have run out of time for this show. Teresa, you got anything to add?
I don't. Thank you for telling everybody about my virtual reality workout. So glad that you did that.
Well, it's benefiting you, though.
It is. And I was reading while you were talking. This lady has been doing it for, I think she said, 4 months. She went to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, like for her exam, annual exam or whatnot, and the doctor's like, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "Well, I do this for an hour a day."
Yeah.
Her doctor is looking into this program.
Yeah.
So she goes to a physical therapist or something that she hadn't seen since she had a hip replaced or something.
Yeah.
The physical therapist is looking into it. Mm-hmm. She said because the replaced hip had as much mobility
as the
other one.
Yeah.
So
I can tell a difference of you doing this.
You can?
Yes. I can tell you got slimmer legs. Your face is slimmer.
Woo-hoo.
And stuff. So, you know, just keep at it. Keep going. You know, go for it.
But when you have those headsets on, you can't do it with little ones running around. So I have to do it after Bub goes to bed, because when you get to the boxing, you can knock somebody out.
Yeah. You could and stuff. I ran my hand into
he got really into it, and he took my ceiling fan and.
Yeah.
Where you're so tall.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if you're just interested in looking at it, it's this official supernatural community. It's not the TV show.
Yeah.
It's this VR thing. Check it out. It's fun. And we'll see how my progress goes. I'm only day 12 today.
And I told you on the last program that we did, I got the book Furnace Mountain in. And
did you read it?
I've read like 2 or 3 pages into it, and what you read online is what's on the first 2 or 3 pages. So as I get more time, as the year goes on,
you will share what you learn.
I will share what it is and stuff. And so it's really cool. It's about Furnace Mountain right here in Powell County, Kentucky, and stuff. And I'll just, you know, share it when I get to it. All right, guys, everybody have a great and wonderful weekend. Have a blessed work week ahead. Get ready for Labor Day.
Thank you for letting me join. I haven't been on in a hot minute.
Yeah. And stuff. Life happens and stuff. So, we you know, it's either Teresa or Paul's going to be here and stuff. So, if Teresa can't do it, Paul...
Does Paul pick on you when he does it?
No, no.
I have to have a conversation with Paul.
Why?
Paul, you need to pick on Lloyd just a little bit. Keep him on his toes.
Yeah. Okay.
Just make sure he don't step on yours.
All right, folks. Everybody have a great one. We'll catch you here next time. So long.
Love the Lord to do till the day I'm dead. I'll be working on my old homestead.